This week's exchange between a National Guard soldier and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld focused attention on the lack of armor on U.S. military vehicles in Iraq. Pentagon officials say they've had considerable success in providing armor for Humvees operating in combat zones, but they acknowledge that long-haul trucks remain very much at risk. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Pentagon officials say that military commanders in Iraq realized in the fall of last year that they needed a lot more armored vehicles than were available to cope with changing tactics by insurgents, especially the use of homemade explosive devices known as IEDs. In a briefing yesterday from Kuwait, Lieutenant General Steve Whitcomb of the 3rd Army and Coalition Forces Land Component said the commanders initially responded by welding and bolting whatever metal they could find to their vehicles.
It was a haphazard, unorganized method, but that certainly exposed a need, both physically and one that they passed to the leadership of our Army, that we needed something better.
The Pentagon then called for a massive increase in production of armor for military vehicles. Humvees were the first priority because of their importance in combat. According to statistics released by the House Armed Services Committee, 3/4 of the Humvees in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Kuwait now have some sort of armor, although the quality varies considerably. But those statistics show that only 25% of the medium and heavy trucks operating in Iraq have any armor. General Whitcomb says the military is working to remedy that using steel plates.
We take those and cut those for vehicles, and then we can either weld them on a vehicle or we can bolt them on. And our real focus is really the series of trucks that the Army uses in combat operations.
The steel plating provides some protection against attack from the side, but no protection from above or below. The added weight of the armor also slows down the big trucks, making them an easier target. Most of the trucks are driven by soldiers from the reserves. Their vulnerability to attack along Iraq's hazardous roadways has reinforced complaints that reservists get the worst of what the military has to offer. Republican Representative Jim Saxon of New Jersey, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, says the lack of armor is a problem, but the military, he says, is working as quickly as it can to improve the situation.
When we went to Iraq, we went with the equipment that we had on hand, and that equipment was generally soft in terms of its armament.
And Saxton says in just 15 months, the military has managed to armor more than 16,000 vehicles. But Democrats on the committee take a much harsher view. Congresswoman Ellen Tauscher of California.
How could we have controlled this country for 18 months and find ourselves in a situation where we have to put refrigerator doors on the side of the vehicles in order to protect our soldiers and Marines on patrol?
This week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the shortage of armor for vehicles is due to production constraints. But Armor Holdings, a Florida-based defense contractor that makes all of the factory-armored Humvees as well as kits for retrofitting vehicles, says it could produce more and has told the Pentagon that. But company officials say the U.S. military hasn't asked for more. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.